this is really the crux of the most interesting part of what I do. If moving forward with your normal walk has become a shuffle, that's okay, because there's a lot of things that you've done in the past that work just fine. You may have been a dancer. You may have trained in football and used agility ladders to train. You may be a cross-country skier. If you can use your memory to access a different motion that's just similar, for example, a cross-country skier as you sloosh forward with one foot and sloosh forward with the other, if you imagine that instead of walking, you may discover that you have a much smoother pattern of movement.
Why does cueing work? Can you really use your mind and your memories to overcome the symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. The life that you've lived is so rich. So if I know this is radio, but if listeners will think about putting one hand out in front of them and imagine using their imagination to turn a doorknob. Now, that same motion, as you turn that doorknob, that same motion, now turn it into flipping a pancake with a spatula. Now turn that same motion into turning the page of a book, or turning the key in an ignition, or pulling a weed, gently pulling a weed. All of those memories, all of that motion, the body is doing technically the same thing, but the memory of it is stored side by side by side by side. So if in the neurologist's office you're asked to swirl your wrist and that's not working, you might find that you can flip a pancake over and over and over again, or you might be able to turn the ignition in the car and use that memory. And if that memory becomes your default, you have that motion. And should that one get broken, there's all of those other things that might be able to substitute in. And that's how we use cueing and memory.
I know listeners are fascinated by these suggestions. So how else can you make use of memories and even life experiences to overcome the symptoms of Parkinson's?
Oh, wonderful things, wonderful things. One of my favorite days, I was working in a small group, and we were doing some juggling with some scarves, and Esther was kind of nervous about this. She didn't have any self-confidence that she could juggle a scarf. So instead of tossing the scarf to her partner, she handed it. And then she, instead of catching the scarf, she reached out and asked her partner to hand her the scarf. Well, I looked over a minute and a half later, and all of a sudden she was juggling three scarves. she had advanced beyond where the lesson was, and I said, Esther, what's happened here? And she said, I remembered I already knew how to do this. And she was reaching back 70 years before to high school, to being the drum majorette for her high school in a rural town in Washington. And sure enough, she had that. And then she went home and she went to see if her baton worked. And she brought the baton in to show us some baton tricks the next day at time we met. She already had that in memory. Another one of my favorite people was Roland, and he's a fellow. We mentioned the combination of arthritis and the tight hip flexors, and is it chicken or is it egg? How are we going to get you moving? And the day we started him cross-country skiing around his house, he was pain-free and just gliding. It was absolutely amazing. It was that memory. Sometimes you find that memory through music. The music that you love, every brain loves loves certain music. There's a beat that gets you moving. And if you have that music, if you know what that music is, music can be a real assist on helping you find a movement that's like the one that's not working so well but works better. I've even seen instances where scent, the smell of lavender, the smell of cinnamon, the smell of something, takes a person back. We're entering the holiday season here, and that smell of apple pie or that smell of pumpkin pie or that smell of green beans and bacon or whatever it is that you love, holiday season pine trees, that can take you back into a place where that can cue memory and be used to help you find movement that isn't the movement that's hurt.